Good afternoon and happy Sabbath to everyone. I should say good afternoon. I guess it might be good morning to someone watching on the webcast, but happy Sabbath to all. I see we have some visitors here with us today, and again, I hope you have a profitable and enjoyable time here in Cincinnati and getting to know us and for us getting to know you. Well, brethren, November is a time when many in our country think about the giving of thanks. Of giving thanks to God for the many blessings that He's given us, certainly He has richly blessed us individually and as a country. For some, it is the Thanksgiving is concentrated on one particular day, the National Day of Thanksgiving, a national holiday. For others, I've heard where they think about something to be thankful for every single day of the month. They work that way through the month of November. There are different ways of thinking about thankfulness and about Thanksgiving. One of the passages that I like to think about when I come to Thanksgiving, or I think about being thankful for that matter, is Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, let's turn there, and we'll start reading in verse 11. As I mentioned, this is a passage I like to think about when I think about Thanksgiving. God gives us various instructions, and He says, you know, remember this. And, of course, those are the things we tend to forget. And likewise, He tells us to forget certain things, and those are the things we tend to latch on to and we tend to remember. Well, let's go through this passage and we'll see some of those things that we're supposed to remember and to not forget. Deuteronomy 8, starting in verse 11, where it says, "Beware you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, or His statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have been built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents, scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that He might humble you, that He might test you, to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, that's if you forget, my power and my might and my hand have gained me this wealth. And in verse 18 it says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. So again, this is one of the passages that I like to think about. God tells us to remember and to not forget. One tool or one way that helps us to remember is to be thankful. To be thankful. Hold your finger in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, as we'll be coming right back here, and turn over to Romans, the 1st chapter. Romans 1, and I'll start reading in verse 18. Romans 1 and verse 18. Again, one way for us to remember and to not forget is to be thankful. Romans 1 and verse 18, Paul writes, the Apostle Paul writes, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." I just read this scripture to get the context. We'll skip now down to verse 21. It says, "It's because although they knew God," and at one time they did know God, "they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful." So they weren't thankful. They forgot about God. They forgot about His ways. Again, one way for us to remember God and His ways is to be thankful. They forgot, and obviously they weren't thankful. They forgot about God. So, brethren, today I want to encourage all of us to be thankful all the time. Not concentrating on Thanksgiving just one day a year, or not concentrating on being thankful for 1 month per year, but to be thankful all the time, to always be thankful. For those who like titles for sermonettes, the title of this sermonette is Always Be Thankful. To be thankful for God, for the many blessings He gives, as we really do have much to be thankful for. We have many physical blessings to be thankful for, certainly as a country as well as individually. We also have many spiritual blessings to be thankful for, I'll say as an individual, as a congregation, as a church. So today I want to encourage all of us to be thankful, to always be thankful. Turn back to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Hopefully you kept your finger there. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And again, I'm going to read verse 18. It says something a little bit different, a little unusual. It says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for as he who gives you the power to get wealth." It doesn't say he gives us wealth. It says he gives us the power or the ability to be able to get wealth. Again, that he may establish his covenant with us. He gives us the resources, and truly he has blessed our country with many resources. But he gives us the ability to be able to develop these resources, to use them, to be able to enjoy them. I think about there's other countries that are also well-blessed, have many natural resources, but do not have near what the United States has accomplished. Not nearly the blessings that we have today. I think of a few years ago, my wife and I were on a tour of Israel. We're driving along a highway, and it's through a desert, and it's a barren desert. It's an arid place. There's sand, there's rocks, there's some scrub brush, a very arid place. And then we drove a while, and we came to what I think is a grove of orange trees. They were some sort of fruit trees if they weren't orange trees. But, you know, in the middle of this arid place, and the guy that was with us said, well, the Israelis have developed an underground drip irrigation system. They've developed the system, and then they're growing the trees and producing fruits out of the middle of an arid place. Now, the land all around this grove was barren. The Israelis were able to take this plot of land and develop it. God gave them the ability, the power, I'll say, to get wealth, or in this case, to get food. I could go on a negative side, you know, look at some of the nations in Africa. Africa is a continent that is well blessed with natural resources. However, they've not been able to develop or utilize them. There are some countries that used to export food that were a breadbasket for other countries, and today they're not even able to feed their own population. There is poverty, and there are problems. Again, God has given us the ability to be able to develop the resources which he has provided. And he has provided much, as we know. God gave Israel everything. I'm talking about Old Testament Israel now. He gave them everything. They forgot. Again, what about us? What about us? If we're not thankful, we might say, as it warns us in Deuteronomy 8, you know, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished through my might, through my mind, my intelligence, my talents, my abilities. You know, look what I have done. That can happen if we get our eyes off God and we get our eyes on ourselves. God tells us to remember certain things. These are the things that we need to remember. And again, those are the things that we naturally would forget, which is why I'm reminding all of us today, we need to remember these things. And I'm trying to encourage all of us to be thankful so that we do not forget. We do not forget where all our blessings and benefits come from. Turn ahead to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter, and we'll take a look at some spiritual blessings. Basically, up to this point, I've been talking about physical blessings, about things. Things that we have, things that we've been given, things that we use every day. But now, rather than talk about physical blessings, I'm going to talk about spiritual blessings. Philippians 2, starting in verse 12, where it says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And then in verse 13 it says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." So this is very similar. With physical blessings, God gives us the ability to develop. For spiritual blessings, did you notice? He gives us the will, the motivation, the desire to want to obey him, to want to do what is right in his eyes. And then, of course, he gives us his spirit, power to be able to accomplish, to be able to grow, to be able to overcome, to be able to repent, to be able to walk with him. God gives us the will, the desire, and then also the ability. I'm not going to turn there, but a page back. Well, maybe I will turn there. A page back, Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1 and verse 6, where it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." God has begun a good work in each of us. And it says being confident of this very thing, that he who began it, and again, God is the one who found us wherever we were. God called us. God has given us his Spirit. He's begun a work within us. And it says we can be confident that he is going to complete it. And I'm not saying that we don't have a part in this at all. We have to work with God as God works with us. But he's not going to leave us. He gives us the tools. He gives us the motivation. He gives us the desire. He gives us the ability to serve him, to walk with him, and ultimately to live with him forever. Turn ahead a few pages to 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'll start reading in verse 16. This is getting near the end of this particular letter the Apostle Paul is writing, and he's giving a series of short instructions, either reminders or instructions for people to do and to accomplish. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, it says, "Rejoice always." Verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." Verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Sometimes we wonder, you know, what is God's will? You know, is it God's will for this or is it God's will for that? Well, this is part of God's will right here. Part of God's will, it says, "In everything give thanks." And notice it says, "In everything give thanks." It doesn't say "for everything give thanks." It says "in everything," not only for what we have, but in our various circumstances, in our various situations. The Common English Bible translates this verse this way: "Give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for Christ in you." Give thanks in every situation. Brethren, we do not know what we will face. We just don't. I could refer to, you know, the events last night in Paris. We don't know what we're going to face. But we do know Romans 8:28, where it says, "All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose." We need to be thankful in everything. We need to be thankful for the many physical blessings that we have. And certainly we have been richly blessed. We should be thankful for the spiritual blessings that we have. And again, we've been more richly blessed in this regard. Brethren, we should be thankful always.